The Lansing teen now facing the potential of life in prison without parole for a crime he was involved in when he was 13 years old. Sentencing at Ingham County Court. It was again delayed today. Kevin Grasha, Lansing State Journal reporter, was in the courtroom. He joins me now with the latest. Kevin, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I know one psychologist has said that Charles is psychotic and antisocial. Another said he should not be sentenced to life in prison. How does that happen? I mean, are they putting these arguments out in front of Charles as he sits there?
Yeah, he's actually sitting in court with his mother next to him, and he has to, you know, watch these juvenile court officials and then the psychiatrists and psychologists all get up on the stand and talk about him.
And what is his expression? Is it just a blank stare, or is he reacting to when a psychologist says he's a psychotic? What does he do?
Well, he's definitely shaking his head in disagreement when the it's psychopathic, which is not so psychotic would be mentally ill, but psychopathic, which means more antisocial behaviors. But he's kind of shaking his head and you know, indicating that he doesn't agree clearly.
So what's happening here? Why is the judge continually delaying sentencing?
Well, it's a unprecedented hearing in Ingham County to have a juvenile convicted of first-degree murder. And the judge gets a chance to hear from many different sides and many different angles about what he should do for the sentence. And that's kind of a specific thing that happens in juvenile court. And it's just taken 2 days so far to do it. Naturally, they're going to have more testimony tomorrow and from the victim's family. And then on Friday, the judge is going to finally announce his sentence.
If you could briefly explain what his involvement was in this 2010 murder. I know there were seven other men involved. He was 13 years old at the time. Do we know the details of how he was engaged in the incident?
Yeah, he had run away from Highfields, which is a residential facility for troubled youth, and was living with his father, who apparently, or you know, according to the testimony at this trial, had organized an armed robbery gang, and they had gone to this house of Sheila Johnson, a 19-year-old Lansing woman, intending to kidnap her in order to somehow gain access to her boyfriend's marijuana plants.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow during the go ahead.
Do we know how he specifically was involved? Did he take any kind of action during the during her kidnapping?
Yeah. Right, he was one of the seven people who went to the house, and apparently he begged his father to be given a gun, and was actually given a handgun to take to the scene, and he was part of the group that went into Sheila Johnson's basement or into her room and surrounded her bed and eventually took her out of the house.
So he, in a sense, he was quite involved. What has Sheila Johnson's family been in the court? Have they had any kind of reaction?
Yeah, they've been in court every day. And, you know, clearly they want him in prison for life. They don't have any sympathy for him at all.
Now, he must get a lot of attention. You're sitting there looking at he's 15 years old now, right?
Correct.
I mean, is there what is your sense of it when you look at him facing this potential life without parole? Does he seem to be aware of the enormity of it all?
He does. He's actually his teacher in jail testified today that he's, you know, extremely intelligent kid, and all the experts agree he's not mentally ill in any way. He seems to be aware of what's going on, and I think his mother would say he was led astray by his father, and that it was really his father's fault for dragging him into this mess.
Is there, in the proceedings you're seeing so far, is there any sense of how the judge may be leaning in the case?
Yeah, my guess, and this is just based on all the prosecution experts, have said that they would recommend a delayed sentence, which would mean putting Lewis in a juvenile facility until he's 21. And then when he turns 21, a judge would then decide whether to then send him to an adult prison.
I see. So a different judge would then have to have this enormous burden of deciding this.
Yeah, it could be economy. I guess it could be another judge if economy isn't on the bench in 5 or 6 years when he turns 21.
And that decision is going to finally be made on Friday?
That's what Judge Economy said today, finally, that he's going to make his decision on Friday.
He's going to make the decision on Friday to delay the actual full sentence five more years or so. Well, interesting. Kevin Grasha, Lansing State Journal reporter. Hopefully maybe we can have you on Friday to get the latest details then also.
I can do that. Thank you so much.
Kevin, thanks a lot. We'll be right back.